Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Because they can just do what they want because it's not face to face.
Welcome from Studio B, and we're B-ing today.
Studio B as in Bubble B.
That's right. We're real actors, not people.
That's right.
Something like that.
We're going to sting you.
Or musicians that last names end with the letter B. Anyways, or D for Danny D. Hot damn, we got Danny D. Yay, kids. God bless. I knew.
Yay for Danny D.
Hooray for Danny D. And we'll talk about that more a little bit later on. But yay, Danny D, thanks for being here. And thanks for you to being here with the sports authorities here on CKIWI Radio 76. John Sarver here. We are having a dandy time here in the Midwest, where you are listening somewhere in the 71 countries where CKIWI Radio 76 goes. We are the sports authorities. We're not experts. We're authorities, which makes us a whole hell of a lot better.
Not just one better.
No.
Because we know what the experts are out there. They're not really experts. They're just, you know, people in the media that proclaim themselves to be experts.
Right.
Not like us, because we're authorities, and we have the authority to call ourselves authorities.
That's right.
There you go. So.
And we can, also we can make those noises whenever we want to.
Fart noises, too. That's right. That's right. We're authorities.
There you go. Right. Can experts do that? Hell no. We can. So there you go. Let's see. We don't have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA. And the internet, so sometimes the language gets a little salty, and if so, facto.
Oh, shit.
Buy a Coke. All right. Let's see what else. We do have the highest standards here.
That's right. We're not bought and paid for either.
That's right. So we can tell you exactly how it is. So.
But you can send us money if you want.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll tell it the way you like it.
At least for a minute.
Until that time. Tell you about till that time. The man who is going to be giving me back more than $1,000 on my texts this year.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right. And for the
little... Where's the money?
Wait. I got him.
There we go.
There you go.
Ka-ching.
That's right. And if you get your taxes done on Tuesday the 27th, all taxes, no matter how big or small, is $5. There you go. That's Ken Pocket. Call him, Matt.
Gee, thanks.
The Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, John, until all those $5 returns start piling in.
There you go.
Holy cow.
Especially when General Motors comes by. Here you go, son. We need these by tomorrow, okay? That's right. And now, at Kenny's, it's the only place, only tax place ever, where you can just give him a number that you need back, and he'll make sure it happens.
You start at the bottom and work up, huh?
You sign your name on the bottom. That's all we care. That's right.
And just give him a number.
You got a 50-50 shot that you'll get that money.
$5,347.10.
And all it's going to cost you is $5. Hurry up. Get your taxes in today, $5, just for the 27th. This offer expires at midnight.
It actually expires at 7 p.m. Oops.
All right, but that's okay. But if you're in Chicago, it's still going on.
And if you're on the West Coast, right, a couple hours.
You got plenty of time to fax in your stuff. Your corporation, your state account, the state of Florida or state of California wants.
Oh, wait, no, it's not going to work because he can only do taxes in Michigan.
Oh.
Right?
No.
No, he's worldwide.
No. Oh, worldwide?
Kenny, worldwide.
Oh. Worldwide. It's called like the station here, right?
Tax. There you go. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
we're worldwide.
Further. Yeah, man.
Well, you should have said that. Now you're going to get taxes from California for $5.
Put your stamp. But see,
to save you money, Kenny.
You have to hand it directly to Kenny, see, so I can do that in about 35 minutes. You can't, so.
Oh.
There you go. Thanks for the $5.
Okay.
Cool. All right. And also, we have our sport director here. Number one in your hearts, number 335 in your NC2A rule book, which means no goalie interference. The sport director, Mark Malachek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
How are you?
How's everybody?
Yes.
You know, we're just talking about how much we hate. Now, I think, is the tipping point for Facebook. You know, before it used to be the whole thing about, well, as long as they have grandkids' pictures or, you know, a death, then we'll make sure to watch it. But it's just got too weird, man. For all the stuff that they're taking, you know, for the data mining that they're doing for you, and all the people taking shots at each other. Hey, folks, here, you want to really have a good one? I went to the march on Saturday. And begin. There you go. That's my retort to all of you. Who don't give a damn about it. You know what always cracks me up? And a lot of stuff that I got, too, was like, you're suppressing my opinions. You suck. You know? You should have never gone there. It's like, well, wait a minute. What's my opinion? It's like, okay, as long as it's your opinion, we can do it. There you go. Oh, wait a minute. I got something even better for you. There. Does that sound more like you? You know? Wait a minute. I got something
that
even
better.
That
sounds like a semi-automatic gun. Uh-oh. That could start something now.
There I go. Shut the fuck up. We're coming for your guns. You know what? Trump's coming for your guns. He's coming at night. You know why? They just bought a whole lot of helicopters. And Kenny will back me up on this one. They just put a $1.3 trillion budget together.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And most of it's for military. You know why? So they can have secret x-ray guns or secret x-rays that can find guns in your home. They'll take it when you go to work. They're coming for you. They are. It's true. I read it on the internet.
Yeah, and everything, you know, everything on the internet is true.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know what? The most famous quote on the internet was, the internet is 100% accurate all the time, and it was from Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Location.
You go.
Yep.
Yeah, he's,
and he's honest, Dave. He'd never lie.
There you go. It's on alab.com. You know, there you are. I mean, we're talking about, what did we do before Facebook? And I think now it's, We've got to the tipping point where we really don't give a damn. You know, for all the crap that goes on and all the arrogance that goes on and everybody that got really fucking weird about it, it used to be a thing of like, oh, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. We hooked up. Oh, that's great. It's good to see you. And now it's shooting bullets at each other, and it's like,
It's like internet.
We don't need you, man.
Roulette.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just like Mark was saying before we went on the air. If you sat down at a bar and had the same discussion with somebody, they would never be one-eighth as brave as they are. You know? It's like, what you going to do? It's fun. The cool thing is, and I'm guilty of it too, is I call out bullies that are on Facebook because it's so fun to see them back down. You know? It's like, look, guys, don't be that tough guy. Just try to let everybody get along.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their own page so they can have their own opinion. You know, you don't have to crossfire on the fuckers, and there you go. And especially, you know, they used to do that a lot with sports, but not in the Detroit area anymore, because nobody gives a damn. Did you see that write-up that they had about our fine Pistons and how they, and the Bleacher Report and how we gave away the future and nobody is still coming down to the fake Joe Louis? Fake news.
Yep.
You know?
Well, as far as Detroit sports, there's going to be a lot, there you go. I don't even have to say anything. The bomb just went off for all Detroit sports. So
it's going to be a while. We're out in the wilderness.
Yeah. Did you see what they were talking about for the Tigers? You know, they said, boy, 1 through 7, they're tough, you know, in the
tough
lineup. Yeah.
Where? What?
1 through 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that, Lynn Henning?
What? Wouldn't you agree? All right, where's the starting lineup? All right, so Mr. Martin is fast as hell, and he's hitting the ball great. He's doing 285 down in the old Florida.
Yeah, but okay,
spring
that's
training.
Yeah, that's spring training. Now it'll be down below the Mendoza line.
All right, so our number two hitter is exactly where he should be.
Candelario.
Miguel is doing fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Vic is doing crazy numbers. Castellanos, they're grooming him so they can ship his ass out. Uh-huh. Now, McCain is holding his own, so now it goes from Matthew and Jose. Now, you never wanted Jose's bat, but if Dixon is so far down at number 9, wasn't he supposed to be the vacuum cleaner / stick of the future?
Well, vacuum cleaner, maybe.
Not so much a stick. But now you have to remember now, these guys have been batting in 60 and 70 degree weather. Now they're coming back to the crap.
And
facing a lot of pitchers who will not be in the major leagues.
And
veteran pitchers who are working on stuff, so they're not really trying to get you out.
Are you doing the thing about well, the reason why they don't is because they got a bunch of South American players
don't. No, I'm not even going there. I'm just saying they were playing in very warm weather.
Just, I have no idea what that was.
The weather for their opening day is going to be 45. And they were playing in 60, 70 degree weather. Man.
Welcome back.
Try to hit that ball with a wooden bat in 70 degree weather, and then you come back and hit the ball when it's 40 degrees.
But that pertains to all the teams.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's true. But I'm just saying, everybody's going to be affected by the weather.
What I'm saying, though, is you have a small sample size in games that nobody cares about, that players aren't playing like they're going to play when it counts. And you can't really use this stuff for much of anything other than, you may look at a guy and say, okay, is his velocity back? Things like that, okay? They were looking at Greinke, okay, his velocity was down. And then his velocity started to come back up, they got hurt. So it's like, okay. I think that makes a difference, but...
Right.
Just in terms of, this guy hit 288 during spring training. Big deal.
Like Jacoby Jones was batting 400.
Yeah.
Is he going to bat 400 when he comes up here? No, it's going to be 200.
I was going to say, the bat half of 400.
He's going to be down to Mendoza line
half
again.
Of the 400.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Do you think that the pitchers are already going, when they come north, they're going to be ready to be in mid-season strength? No.
That'd be close.
Close?
Yeah. They may be not stretched out quite like they're going to be later on, but they'd be close.
I don't think they're close.
Usually, early season, the pitchers are ahead of the hitters. So, and I certainly hope, looking at this pitching staff, I certainly hope that's true for the Tigers.
But they're gonna need all the help they can get with that starting pitching.
Do you see this bullpen? Do you feel any fear from Buck Farmer or Warwick?
I think you have maybe three guys out in that bullpen that can do a effective job.
Out of
seven.
Now did you look at this bullpen?
No, I don't want to. Alex Wilson, who cares?
How many left-handers?
One. Yeah.
Awesome.
How are they going to go into the season with only one left-handed hander in the bullpen?
Who do we got?
Well, I think that kind of misses the point, though, because the point is not what the team's going to do at the major league level this year anyway. And I think we all know that. So
they got to sell tickets somehow. This is going to be fun. Do you realize this is the first... opening day in our lifetime, where it's not sold out way in advance. It's not even sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I mean, we're going to have walk up. I mean, a lot of it has to do with weather because it got iffy. But
they're going to bring the people over from the LCA. the people that
are 12 of them.
Yeah.
So
the
what?
People that are dressed up as empty seats. They're going to be coming over to the Comerica Park now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there
it was funny because they had the news on before I left, and there was Jennifer Hammond. Standing in Little Caesars Arena, and I said, look at all those empty seats. Boy, they're getting ready for the game, aren't they?
It's the same deal.
Yeah.
You don't know the difference.
But speaking of the Tigers opener, number nine, the tickets, $195.
For opening day?
Yeah, $90 for outfield, $45 for $45 for bleacher tickets. Really?
For opening day, though, in Detroit, because the thing is that we haven't experienced any other place. Well, you guys haven't, I don't think. But in my travels around the world and stuff, there is no opening day in baseball. Yeah, Cincinnati's supposed to be a big deal, but Detroit has a great opening day. I mean, it's a holiday here. You take time off and you go, to see opening day. All the other places, like, oh, great, baseball started,
Yeah.
But here, I mean, there's, grandparents taking their kids, kids taking their kids, more kids taking their kids,
Kids taking their guns.
Yeah, there you go. Hopefully they're 17, don't have a bump stock. However, you might help the bullpen if you bring yours, We see on the disabled list Johnny Barbe, or Garbo Barbe.
Garbo de Barbo or whatever.
Yeah. Johnny wasn't there was on a Garbo Barbe or one time?
Barbero Garbe, yeah.
Yeah.
And the dumpster fire.
Yes, Mike Dumpster Fires.
Mike or Buck Farmer?
We need a sound effect again.
Which one?
Fart.
All right, coming up.
There we go.
There you be. I mean, I'm looking at this lineup. If you're a former, do you give a damn that you're not opening starter? I mean, I don't want my name to be associated with this team. You know, as much as everybody remembers Trammell, but they don't remember really much of who was on that team that year. Inge and who else? Yeah, right. And that's the way, you like it. I mean, I'm not really wild about Castellanos.
Well, just wait. That's going to be a circus in right field.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, but I'm not wild about him at the bat. I think he's streaky as hell, and I don't even think that's important.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see this number. I want to see the leadoff guy, you know, because, man, if he starts hitting 220, whee, you're going to see him in Mikey Matuk action.
you'll think Anthony Ghost is back.
Yeah. No.
The ghost of ghosts.
No. Leonis Martin is a phenomenal defensive center fielder. Anthony Ghost was...
I'm talking hitting.
Okay.
Not fielding.
Okay.
Everybody's better than Ghost in the field.
Look, Martin was a decent enough hitter till they started messing around with his...
What is this, the Kings of Cough here today?
They were messing around with his batting stance and trying to get him to pull the ball in the air more, and he cratered.
Out in Seattle.
Like 170, yeah. He thought, turn him into a power hitter, pull the ball in the air, be the next Daniel Murphy. Well, you know what? He turned it the next Anthony Ghost.
Right.
They're trying to get him back to where he was.
If there's any kind of, I think, green light, a happiness, they said you got a decent, you have a credible management system. You know, I like Gardenhire. I like Bazio. I think he's okay. You know, who's the hitting coach? Frank Howard.
It's Lloyd McClendon, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah.
I think it's still Lloyd.
How?
Yeah.
How is he the batting coach? I thought he was broomed.
I don't think so.
Oh, boy, we got to get the dude on this one quickly. It's like calling all interns if you're out there. Oh. Who is the batting coach for Detroit? For your Detroit Tigers.
I'm pretty sure he stayed.
How? He wasn't that good. He was crap. You know? Why would they keep him here? Why don't you bring like the guy back from the Twins they had? Can't remember his name. What happened to Greg Nettles, by the way?
He's a bench coach somewhere. Florida?
Okay.
I think.
I will believe you as you say those kind of things. That, to me, that's an amazing deal, isn't it? I mean, as much as everybody used to call him about stuff, how about Wally Joyner? Should we bring him back?
Right here. Meeting coach, Lloyd McClendon.
But what's the double?
Well, stars mean he sucks.
It means he's not on the team
anymore.
It means
coach has stayed on from previous seasons.
The more stars, the better.
He kept two coaches, him and Dave Clark, third base coach. I like Dave Clark. He's a good baseball guy.
Yeah, but Dave Clark is pretty nuts. All right, so here's Victor rounding first. He's waving him in. No.
Do you know who the bench coach is? Wow, here's a trivia question.
Garbo Barbe?
Steve Little.
From the
Steve
little
must
boy,
be a little guy, right?
Steve, the name sounds familiar.
Steve Little,
yeah.
California Angels,
Anaheim Angels,
or Anaheim Angels,
yeah. Or what were they in '71? California Angels, weren't they?
Yeah.
Always were, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, this should be an exciting. I mean, here comes 162 games of nonstop action. Get your tickets early, you know. I mean, there's a guy on the board, on the bulletin board here, that is selling the Texas Ranger-Detroit Tiger game for $117 a ticket, you know, in April or May or whatever it is. And it's like, are you nuts? Are you crazy?
Did the tickets come with anything else, like a car or something?
It comes with an auto suck.
You better take one of those ones down.
Yeah, or a seven down, you know, because they ain't going to have, because I mean, Mark and I were talking about, we're watching the Wings game, Wings Maple Leaf game. Oh, wait, I was.
Loser.
Which,
there we go.
Which the Maple Leafs won, of course.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. And they lost to Detroit.
Until Judge Judy gets involved.
That's why we're not even worried about it.
We were talking about this earlier, that maybe Judge Judy's going to have to get involved with the Tigers, too.
Here's the scoop, though. Now, you probably haven't read the little addendum.
Oh, addendum? Geez.
This is like the legal addendum. Yes.
Addendum.
Addendum.
I like that.
With two D's. Come work at TRW. It's addendum.
Okay. Walking as opposed to a dum-dum?
Yeah. Or there's a dootly. Dootly noted. Okay. Addendum.
Really?
Yes, there is. Obviously, you didn't read all the paperwork.
All that fine print, huh?
If Detroit gets the number one overall, then Judge Judy is dismissed.
Well, they're 5 points away from that.
Yeah, and thank God they lost to Montreal. Yes, yes, yes! You know? That's exactly what we're pulling. It's like, tank, you bitches. You know, Pistons, who cares what you do? You tank, and we're laughing our asses off at you.
Yeah, the Pistons tank, and it doesn't make a difference, because so they get the 11th pick or the 10th pick, it doesn't make no difference.
Yeah, really. In a draft that's probably about six deep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so Pistons. You know, whenever they get, like, a really great pick, you know, it's not deep at all. You know, or you go for Marco. Sorry about that. Darko.
Know who they can draft now?
Yes, they can, because he's coming back from overseas.
Yes.
There you go. I saw that today. His dad be happy.
Yep. LiAngelo Ball has put his name in the hat.
Loser.
For the 2018 draft. So
loser.
Wow. Line up door. The line is it forms at the right, huh?
That's right. Jeez. So if the Pistons want to draft LiAngelo Ball, they can get his dad to go right along with him.
Oh,
and
snap.
Then it would be balls to the wall. Huh?
Balls to the wall. That's right. And then after about three or four games, he'll want to be the coach of the Pistons because, you know, Van Gundy's not doing a good job.
Well, he's not doing a good job.
Well, but I'm just saying, you know, that, then the circus will really be here in Detroit with LeVar wanting to be the coach,
man,
and whatever.
You know, at best, he was going to come off the bench at UCLA. At best. You know, but you got the 16-year-old kid playing across the pond also. What the hell? What's he going to do, come out in 2 years and say, this is what I did? I was on the worst. I was on the 11th best league in the world at one time, you know. While all these, like, it's 2 more years, that's 2 more 64s, you know, that's going to come and go, and this kid's going to be a big-time who? Because either one of his brothers is not lighting it up, you know. I mean, as much as Bonehead wanted to have both guys on L.A., thinking that's going to, like, you know, is this going to be a crashing thud? Why did you come out for this draft? You, of all the three brothers, you're the least talented, you know? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Disclaimer, everything that's here on the Sports Authority is our own opinion, so go bite me. Okay? There you go. Whee!
But, you would think right about now, according to my opinion, that the Lakers are probably going,
What
the hell did we draft him for?
Where did
Lonzo Ball. Because now
we
got deep.
Huh? Where did he go? Second?
Yeah, behind, Ibid?
Can you imagine all that talent that you threw away because you had peer pressure to put fannies in the seats, and so you get the local kid with a big-mouth dad who's just had 15 minutes of fame and flew away? You know, how's that big baller brand doing there, buddy boy?
What?
You know, how's those shoes doing, buddy boy?
Fail!
You know? I mean, how many times did you spend that $500? Let's see those, sales charts.
I wonder how many of those Lithuanians are buying those $500 pair of shoes.
No way.
On their, 50 cents an hour jobs that they have over there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't good. They were just basic shoes. There's nothing about them. You know, just like basic, like Air Jordans. There's nothing really about them, but they're Air Jordans. What? So, I got sleigh bells. Hey, sleigh bell. That was kind of sad.
It's like, yeah. It's like playing in North Korea for rice, right? Singular.
Yeah,
one rice.
One person. Yeah, there you go. You get one that and one. But I will give you an oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
There you go.
Oh boy.
So you got no balls coming out anymore. Because no one's going to, I mean, who's going to get that dead ball? I mean, he's like a limp ball if there ever was one. It was a low-hanging ball.
Just think of it this way, though. You could draft the ball and get the prick along with it.
There you go. There you go. The dick comes with the balls. Wow. I mean, really, and the funny thing is anybody jumping at what he says anymore? Before, it used to be like a Trump tweet thing. Everybody, every time that he would come out with something, they were, did you hear what he said? You know, and now everyone's like, oh, wait, do I got the snore
crickets?
Thing?
Yeah, there
he is. Nobody can. Oh, here's it. Nobody cares what the big baller brand does anymore. And I don't know if you put it, he wasn't dumb enough to put his money in on that. You know, so if the big baller brand just happens to fall away, you know. I mean, how many kids in the city are wearing big baller brand? I mean, what do you look? You're looking at, you know, he's not going to make rookie of the year.
Nope.
Not even close. Nope. I mean, is LA even going to make the playoffs? Playoffs?
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, so who are you going to blame there, buddy boy? And does anybody care?
Nope.
You are not even print. You're yesterday's news, and the news cycle passed you by. Nope. We got somebody even more zanier than you in Washington, so we don't have time for you.
You're fired!
There you go.
Okay. You lose.
I kind of like that one, too. All right, well, shall we check out number two?
Yeah, lots of number two.
Yeah, really. How's your brackets doing? And if there's like mine, I can go for. I get 11 more points if Villanova goes all the way. Other than that, I'm locked.
Hey, I had Loyola. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I had him for the first round. I did. I put him in the second round.
I have Michigan winning it all.
Okay. Well,
I'm still good.
I guess they're still there, so I guess they have a chance.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's the game that we watched, the Michigan game.
Yep.
That kid, that Wagner kid, I mean, that's a player, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's your new white Bill Laimbeer, even though Bill was white anyways, you know. But, I mean, it seems like he's got it rocking, and he seems like he has a presence there. I'm not sure about the rest of the team. But the deal with Florida State, they're small. They're small, and they lost their composure quickly. You know,
once they took out the 7'4" guy.
Holy shit! Yeah, I mean, there
that was it.
Mark and I were looking at watching the game, and actually, the Florida guy would hold on to the ball and then look to where to dish, as opposed to drive. Because once he started driving, I mean, really, you think about it, at the end of the game, it's a 3-point game. You know, if somebody would have bombed, but I mean, it was such a hard game to watch because there's huge stretches of nobody scoring either side. Nobody's scoring. You know, and this is like a quad championship game? Please.
That's what she said.
Here's new. Okay. Well, anyways, so good luck to Villanova. I mean, here's your game of the tournament. Number one Kansas versus number one Villanova.
Yep.
And I'm not really wild about Kansas, frankly. But if Sister What's-Her-Head, you know, seems to go out on the court, you know, and Loyola's down by one.
Sister Jean.
Yeah, they're down by one field goal. All of a sudden she goes, you know, all of a sudden that 93-year-old ticker just happens to go south. Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why I think everyone's watching her. Just like, are you going to be alive for the rest of this game? And then Michigan trots out some 100-year-old bagel. It's like, what the hell? What are we going to try to find these old milkshakes that can, like...
It's like, don't you own the Lions or something?
Yeah. Don't you got an NFL team to watch
Martha,
now?
That's you.
Holy God. You must have went to Florida. You looked tan. There you go. Why do we have the Final Four, the Frozen Four here?
Because the University of Michigan is in the Final Frozen Four. So
I'm telling you, it's a great time to be a Wolverine.
Yeah.
Except for in football.
Yeah, yeah, and everybody's like, gee, University of Michigan football should be the one that is winning all the championships.
Yeah.
And CAC Harbaugh can't win nothing, and the other two sports are the ones that are in the Final Four. Do you hear me, Mr. Harbaugh? You better get your act together.
No, because, don't get your act together. That's fine.
No, but what I'm saying is he does all the work to try to get the winning team, and the other two teams are the ones that are getting all the glory, and you're the one that does all the work and gets nothing. What's wrong with this picture, Mr. Harbaugh, Mr. Khaki Pants?
Well, at one time they were going to try to make him the AD. Once he was done with football, I mean, just move on up to being the AD, and it's like, do you really want to see that happen? You know? I mean, come on, Clemson, don't you need a football coach? You know? Wouldn't you like to, I mean, it's like almost Harbaugh, time to go to a smaller school, and quickly.
Do the Rich Rod deal, huh?
Yeah, you might want to think about going to Arizona, because they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any of their sports.
Oh, he can take over Rich Rod's job, because I think he got fired again, so he can just take over for him.
Where the hell is he going from? He's not at Arizona anymore.
Well, wherever he just went, he just got gone.
There you go. There's the gong show. Time to see Gene Gene's a dancing machine. Da, 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 da. That was great. And especially, thank God for YouTube, so you can see where Juicy J.P. Morgan takes off her shirt. Nobody noticed. It's like, dude, you built like my brother. Sorry, lady, but maybe you have a nice personality. All right, so was number nine? Was that what you were looking at?
Nine was the Tigers.
Tiger tickets.
Tiger tickets that are, like, a lot of money. So
what are they going on StubHub? I mean, StubHub, they're going for $34?
Yeah, and some of them are going for $450. $450.
$450 for what?
For deck circle seats.
Hell is that?
I don't know. You sit in the on deck circle or something. Shit, I don't know.
For $450?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we were talking about it before. You watch it at a bar, get great food, beers $2, great bathrooms,
yeah,
big screen TVs, and if the game sucks after the third inning, click. You walk. Yeah. It's time for Days of Our Lives.
Now, here's the question, though.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to buy a ticket to the second game?
$4.
Oh, the prices probably go down to
nothing.
To zero, yeah.
I mean, those are the giveaway tickets.
The problem is you still have to pay to park.
All right, there's your $20. Yeah. But if you're going to go to a fine Red Wings game, it's $40.
Yeah.
Because it's a better team. It's more prestigious to go see the Wings.
Better team?
Yeah. Ever see the Lions or the Tigers try to skate? They suck.
Did you ever see the Red Wings try to hit a baseball?
Did you ever see the Red Wings
McCarty,
try to skate?
McCarty. You could actually do
it. I was going
to
say, you ever see the Red Wings try to skate? Johnny Erickson, anyone?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's like a tiger
little
out there.
Line.
Looks like a tiger out there, doesn't he?
It's so much fun to be able to cheer against them, to hope to God that they just tank. I mean, it goes against every single grain that you have, you know, that you cheer for the other team and stuff like that. But you really see it in its true blue color. There's no way. The Red Wings are tied 2-2 at any given time, especially like in second period. You know damn well it's going to be 4-1 or 4-2 at the end of the game, you know.
They'll be 4-1. They'll give it one back.
Really? I mean, but geez. Mark and I were watching the game, and they were like forever talking to Toronto. You know, isn't it? Did you see the thing yesterday where they had, I think Price had his pad. The puck was over the line. Maybe it was over the line. Maybe it wasn't over the line. And they were there for about 15 minutes. It was like, holy cannoli, man.
I was watching the Red Wing game after the Maple Leafs lost last night, damn it. But anyways, I was watching the Red Wing game, and I was looking at that play, and I'm like, really? It's taking you guys this long to figure this out?
Well, here's the problem I have. I've, you know, watched a few Red Wing games this year. I always, my mind wanders.
Mm-hmm.
They're a boring team, and I can't just sit there and watch it.
I end up
picking something up to read or messing around with something. Just, I can't watch it.
Or do some taxes.
For $5. $5 today. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You only have a few hours before it's midnight, and by midnight tonight, it's all gone. $5. You bring your taxes in a wheelbarrow, we'll do them for you. You bring them in an airplane, dump truck, we'll do them for you. You got jelly stuck on your W-2? No problems. We can decipher anything. Did you make your own W-2? No problems. $5. That's all it takes. Get you in.
Yeah, so if you have nothing else better to do tonight, you can watch the Red Wings against Pittsburgh.
There's another loss. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, Pittsburgh needs the points, and the Red Wings sort of don't.
Take a look at all the bottom teams. Montreal, Detroit,
Buffalo.
Buffalo, and they're playing Buffalo tomorrow? Next day?
Today is Tuesday, Thursday.
Thursday. All right, so as long as they lose to Montreal and Buffalo, who are really close to them.
And that's who Toronto lost to last night was Buffalo.
Yeah, it's like, no. You know? Come on, boys. Because it's close. And, I mean, it's a matter of how many more games we got? Like one more week after this?
Yeah, the season ends like the 5th.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand.
Mercifully.
Look under number 11. We've got all these hockey teams listed. You've got Tampa, Boston, Toronto, Metropolitan, whoever the hell they are. Washington, Pittsburgh, Columbus, wild card. Who the hell's they?
Who plays for
Philadelphia,
for
Jersey? But I don't see Detroit on here.
Yeah, just I put this in here because I wanted to talk about the way they.
You want to talk about playoff relevant teams?
Playoffs,
playoff relative teams, and the way they seed the teams.
How do they get Columbus in there?
Columbus is
with 89 points. What the hell?
Yeah. Philadelphia. Well, they're tied, so depending on...
Oh, hurry up, Philadelphia. God damn it. Hurry.
Well, Philadelphia's in, but...
How are they in?
They're in the wild card. Philadelphia and Jersey are in the wild card
position. Yeah, but if they go... All right, so that means Detroit gets a third-round pick now. Yay.
Yeah.
Fourth-round pick if they don't go into the playoffs. Third round if they do. No. Fourth round if he wins 5 games.
They got that.
Yeah, okay. And then so it's third round if they go into the playoffs.
Second round. They have to win 2 rounds in the playoffs.
And then they go to what? The second overall pick?
Second round.
Yes. However.
But anyways, the reason why I brought this up is the way they have the playoffs, the way they have them seeded. They need to go back to the 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5
format. Yeah, this is too weird. Yeah.
Because since Tampa Bay, Boston, and Toronto are all in the same division, they're going to play each other, and all those teams are going to be knocked out by the second round.
Yeah, but doesn't Tampa Bay play New Jersey?
No.
The way this is set up? Who does New Jersey play?
Toronto and Boston are going to play in the first round. Or Toronto and Tampa Bay are going to play in the first round.
And Boston gets a bye?
No, and then Boston's going to play...
Well, Washington?
Well, it's up right up here.
I'll wait for you.
Tampa Bay will play New Jersey. Boston will play... That's on the other page. That's if the other way.
So Boston plays Philly.
No, that's if they go the other way.
Oh.
Goes which way?
If they go back to the 1-8, 2-7.
Oh, this is so confusing.
How would they do it any other way?
Because right now, the way it is the top team in each division.
Yeah.
Let's say Tampa Bay is going to have the most points, so they're going to play the lowest wild card.
Okay, that makes sense.
Will be New Jersey.
So there's your essential 1-8.
Right. But then Washington, which is going to be probably the lowest points, is going to play
the 2-seed is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's technically going to be the 2-seed.
All right, so then they play 7.
No, they're going to play Philadelphia.
Which would be the 7th seed.
Yeah, right. So so get your $5 in, guys. Yeah, so Kenny's right. So essentially Philadelphia would be the number 7 seed for... So there you go. So there's 1-8-2-7.
No.
Keep going.
But if you do it the other way, it goes by points. Tampa Bay would play New Jersey. Boston would play Philadelphia. Toronto would play Columbus. And Toronto would have home ice advantage. This way, Toronto didn't even get home ice advantage, and they got the third best record in the conference.
Too bad. Ah, now I get what the gripe is.
Yeah.
No, but no, is what I'm saying.
Don't take my guns.
But this is what I'm saying. This system doesn't work when you have three teams with the best record.
Who cares? Just win your games. That's all.
You guys should have won the All-Star game. You would have had home ice.
No, no, no. See, this has never happened before. This is the first time this has happened where
Toronto's
teams,
up there.
No, yeah. No. Three teams in one division has got got the highest point totals.
Well, you know what the real problem is? 1967.
No, no, no.
You suck.
I was looking at this and I'm going, well, wait a second. Now, if it was the other way, the 1-8-2-7, Toronto would have a home ice advantage. But the way
but
this is set up,
they don't deserve home ice advantage.
Yes, should have won the All Star game.
No, they don't.
Why?
Why would you?
Because they're not in first place.
Yeah,
but they're in third place.
So you don't get
whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, why would you get a home ice?
Third best record in the conference.
Yeah, not the first best. I mean,
so, but they have better records. They got better record than the other five teams.
No, because if they wanted home ice, they should have beat Tampa Bay and wound up in first place.
There you go. Win more games.
If you don't win enough games, then you don't have a right to bitch about it.
Does Washington have home ice?
Yeah, because they won their division.
Well,
okay, so they are.
Yeah.
They should have won their division. Next.
It's not fair.
Toronto. It's only fair if Toronto gets an advantage.
Yeah, right? There you go. They want home ice. You're supposed to be able to win anywhere if you're that good.
I'm just saying the way the system is. Now let's say Detroit was in that position. You guys would be bitching.
No, we wouldn't.
Because it makes sense. That's right.
Because they would win.
It'd be a moot point.
No. Yeah.
No. You guys would be complaining.
Because they're the Wings.
There you go.
No.
They automatically go into
They get third place because of Judge Judy.
So? Any way you get in there, kids.
Wow. I'm just saying. You know.
Mark's actually looking at the paper. What?
No. They need to go back to the other way.
Yeah, now look at it. Now
I'm looking at the paper. I say if you turn it upside down, things look a whole lot different, don't they?
Tampa's on the bottom, so there you go. But don't worry about this year because Tampa's general manager will be coming to Detroit
next year.
Why? I mean, you already did what you needed to do in Tampa, 106 points, big deal. Come to Detroit, have a challenge.
He's already been sighted in Detroit.
Yeah.
He was dressed up like an empty seat.
Yeah, no
doubt. He stopped out at the LCA.
He was scouting.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be bugged. No autographs, please. Way to go, Stevie Y. Tell people what to do. All right, so Toronto's supposed to win anywhere they're supposed to. If you're really a good team, you could be playing Siberia as long as you win your four games. Doesn't matter. You got superior. Who are you playing, though? Who would Toronto play here? In this format right now, as the one that you're bugged about.
Boston.
They would play Boston. Tampa Bay would play Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't beat Boston in Boston?
Yeah, they can beat any team.
But Boston has 104 points. Toronto only has 97. So doesn't Boston get a home ice advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, then what are we talking about?
This is what I'm saying.
We're talking $5 taxes today only. Look at those cars line up outside the studio.
All I'm saying is Toronto's played good enough to deserve home ice advantage and they're not getting it. That's all.
You're third place. You don't get it. Second place does. First place does. Are you worried about your team not having home ice?
No.
Then what are you worried about?
I'm just saying the system should be the other way.
So Boston shouldn't have home ice?
No. The first four
who's
teams.
Who's on first?
The first four teams with the highest points should have home ice advantage.
But that's not the system that we have. The system is that you play within your division.
It's not like
so if you're in the division, you should be in first place in your division, and then you have home ice.
It's not like all of a sudden they changed it in the last minute. Like
it's a conspiracy against the Maple Leafs. Oh, geez. Another Red Wing conspiracy.
That's the reason why we didn't win, because we didn't have home ice first round.
No. All I'm saying is this is the first time since they've changed the way the playoff system is, that three teams in one division have gotten the highest amount of points.
Well, who would ever thought Toronto would ever got that high?
You know what they say, shut up and win.
Yeah, you know? Score more points.
I'm just saying. The
home ice means nothing. Look how many times Detroit had to go on the road and go out in the first round.
Yeah.
Many.
And, you know, hockey is probably the single biggest sport where home ice doesn't really do much for you.
Nope. Not even close.
Yeah. I mean, how many upsets have we seen in the NHL playoffs over the years?
Red Wing.
I agree.
Yeah. So I can't see the whole point of getting worked up about it.
I want to see the Golden Knights.
I'm not worked up about it. I'm just saying.
What? Your face is all red.
This system, if you want
Wait a minute. Where's your Toronto cup?
Upstairs. I wanted a bigger glass of water.
What I want to see is they do like the anti-playoffs. You know, you can pit Detroit against Buffalo and Montreal.
You know what they do in the IHL? They go the first eight teams, the team that has the most points gets to pick who they play in the playoffs.
Okay. Do they get to pick where they play them to?
No. They automatically, the team that has the best record picks who they get to play in the playoffs.
Why?
They're trying a new way of doing things.
Yeah, but what's the point?
They want the team that has the most points to have the biggest advantage.
Yeah, but you're going to play the shittiest team anyway, so what's the difference?
Well,
I mean, it's not like you're going to play the second place team.
Well, maybe you play one team better than you do another team.
All right, so if I beat the third place team instead of the eighth place team, do I get extra benefits?
All I'm saying is this is what they're trying in the IHL.
Yeah.
Why do we have to make this shit so complicated?
1-8-2-7.
Well, that's what they should be doing here, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, I can see it because Toronto's up there. But next year, go back to somewhere where it's. When did they change this?
It's been when they split everything up and they moved everybody over, when they moved Detroit over to the East.
Well, we have a lot of people that are trying to figure out how to make everything better, and when they do that, they screw it all up.
They screw it all up. They should have left it alone, just moved everybody over, and just kept the same format, but they screw everything up.
Do they recede?
No.
They don't recede afterward?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Make up your mind.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at number 13, the NFL catch rule. You want to talk about a disaster where people tried to, well, we're going to cut this into such fine little pieces, and it was a disaster. Now they've gone to a new rule here, and it says basically 2 feet down, you have control of the ball, and you make a football move like you're reaching for extra yards or another step or something. It's a catch. Really, people? No shit.
It was voted 32-0.
Yep. Yeah.
And to do it. I mean, it's like everybody else saw it was stupid.
It took how long to get here? We've been yelling about this crap for years.
Right. Yeah, since Calvin Johnson, and how long has he been gone?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah, okay, that is stupid. As many times as people try to say or try to interpret that rule, when did they change that rule? There's so many things where we go, when did this happen? You know? Why did they do it?
And it took them how long?
Yeah.
It took them, we voted today. Everybody voted 32-0. It's done.
I mean, even today. This last year, well, at what point did he become a runner?
Yeah. It's how like, does that work out?
The hell?
Talk about running. Check out number 5. Too bad. Boo-hoo to you, Sue. I mean, thank God that you're in, I feel like the McLaughlin group. But it's like, you should have went to the Jets. They had all kinds of money. Tennessee, you would have had a badass defense. Oakland Raiders, you would have been a poster guy.
He never even went.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even go.
Yeah.
He canceled it out. But, I mean, Los Angeles Rams, you got one year of being pretty damn good defense till the other guy bolts, you know. But then again, you got him on a one-year $14 million contract. That's not bad, you know. $14 million is an awful lot. I don't know how much is guaranteed, but I like the one-year business. If you suck, you're gone, you know, because normally somebody like Martha would have signed him for 15 years, you know, at $130 million.
And flip her wig.
Yeah.
And 129 0.9
guaranteed.
Million would have been guaranteed.
Yeah, and everything's against the cap, you know. So it's like, I don't remember him being that outstanding anymore, you know. I mean, yeah, 15 tackles last year, that's nothing to sneeze at, but I don't see anything that says I'm going to give you $14 million for this year, you know. I mean, are you really afraid of L.A.'s defense now?
Well, they made a lot of acquisitions. I mean, they had Aaron Donald as all-pro
player of the
tackle.
Year. Yeah.
So now they have two tackles that hopefully can tackle.
And they brought in Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib.
Yeah. But, I mean, big deal. You have Sam Shields also. They got out of Green Bay, and it's like, yay, whoopee, kids. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, anybody that got out of Green Bay gives a damn. You know, it's not like you even if you took Aaron Rodgers, gives a damn. You're on a team on a quick decline. I mean, it was extremely evident this year. You know, yeah. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I'm telling you, we said it 100 times, we'll say it more. If you're Aaron Rodgers' sports attorney, you know, or his agent. Whoops, I'm going the other way. It's jackpot time because, man, you can say, see, when my man was in your team, when he was injured, what's your record? Okay. You know, you want my man to come back again? Let's talk.
He needs that money for Danica.
Jesus, got the money for her. I wonder if she drives like that in real life. Here's an idea. You know,
pay
I don't,
for all those wrecks.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't have it. All I have is an epic fail. There has one of these days when it's a slow news day in the summertime, we're gonna have to figure out who's the biggest bust.
You know? Oh, I like talking about big busts.
I thought you would. However, if we talk it in the realm of sports, who's the worst?
Stormy.
Mandarich from Green Bay or Ms. Kilpatrick.
She didn't win anything, so.
Danica, by far. By far. I can't think of anybody in sports.
Boo!
Who was worse? There's a balloon burst.
Ooh.
There you go.
There you go. Yep.
One of her busts is busted.
Well, I think if you're going to talk about.
You can tell that.
I think you're going to talk about busts, you got to bring Ryan Leaf in, too. Because he was supposed to be the next big deal at quarterback.
But they didn't even give him. I mean, they gave Danica so much rope. You know, they every single time. I mean, here's the three cars in the lead, and they're neck and neck, and they're trading paint, and they're up against the wall and all that stuff. Danica's in 26, and they'll put an isolated camera on her, you know, four laps back, you know, and she's the one who's causing all the wrecks in the back, you know, and then week after week after week. Here's an idea, you know, NASCAR, did you finally figure out? She's not that good looking, man. You know, she looks like an old sweat sock. She's not attractive.
And she can't drive.
She can't drive. No boob. None. Zero. You know? But I mean, she's like, oh, look, she's a model. Model what? A model that's in the bowl when you flush, the brown goes round? I mean, I'm not impressed, and I never was. And I mean, I would even have Janet Guthrie come back, you know, with all of her buck teeth. I never understood how she got her buck teeth underneath the helmet. No, but she was trying to drive. She was driving for an IndyCar. When IndyCar meant something before everybody had Honda motors, even though we love Honda motors. You know, I mean, it's dorky. I mean, there's another thing that either, I mean, it's kind of like you when you were talking about Kenny about the games. You know, your mind wanders and you want to do like, you know, whoops, wait. Oh, damn. Wait. When you want to do like taxes for $5. Only on one day only. But you might, when you,
but you
watch.
Know what? They haven't read the fine print, though. It's printed here. Mark put it on the sheet here.
Oh,
it's
did
number 14, yeah. The fine print.
The Judge Judy thing?
Yeah.
That's it. Well, no, you'll do it for $5. You just won't give them back the paperwork.
They have to comply with all the rules and regulations here first before they can actually submit
It's like one of my lawn contracts.
That's right.
I cut you grass, you pay me. You give me the green. You give me the cheddar after. Yeah. All of a sudden, motorsports got boring. Every one of them. Even drag racing, which is near and dear to our heart. I mean, when you go from a quarter mile to an eighth of a mile, big whoop. every car is a killer at eighth of a mile, you know? I mean, Teslas are. They don't even have transmissions, so to speak. You know, your Volkswagen has a badass. I mean, a quarter of a mile is 1320, so half of 1320 is about 800 foot. No, less than that. No, yeah. Geez. 660 feet.
Yeah.
All right. And so that's what you have to load up your car to go. It's 600. There's entrance ramps on 75 that are longer than 660. You know, whoop-dingy-dang-doo. It's boring. It really got dull, especially with a lot of smoke and noise. I mean, down to where everybody used to stop for the Indy 500, who cares anymore? I mean, if you're a millennial, do you give a damn? Nope. I don't know how you're going to bring those folks in there. They don't even like to drive anyways.
They call Uber.
The Uber 500. There's all these different cars driving with these big noses on their grills. All driving left.
That's right. Uber 500.
That's the only thing they know. They call it up and they're, now I'm a race car guy.
Yep.
Pick me up at my house and let's go 500 laps. Okay. Would you like a squishy?
How much is this going to cost me?
What kind of pit stop is there? Like a 7-Eleven or something? Hop out, get gas. There we go.
How do I get food? Do they deliver or what?
No, you get that pub grub or whatever, that grub pub.
Grubhub.
Yeah, Grubhub sticks it through the window with one of those big rocks, you know. There you go. Here's your Wendy's. There you are. I mean, I think you got something there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're patenting that idea if anybody else does it. The Uber 500.
There you go.
Here's an old 81 Dodge Omni plan. Here's a couple of old Ford Focuses. Good God. A minivan.
VW van.
Yeah, you know what it looked like the Wacky Races. All you needed to be Mugly. I forgot how that laugh, that dog went, whatever that went. But I mean, Dick Dastardly driving around with his chain. Oh, my God. You got something going. That's genius.
The van in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. The van from the A-Team. The Monkey Mobile. Let's see. Jim Rockford's old Firebird. Yeah. You know, Kit. You know, he'll be driving around. The Black Beauty.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be in there. I mean, the thing that the Munsters drove.
And the Rebel from Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go.
Now, that wouldn't be bad.
The Sheriff from Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Flash, where are you going? You know, as long as we have Daisy. Now, there's another one. No boob, but great below the waist. Except for now, because her waist is about from here to the wall, and it takes up all that area. Holy cannoli. Check. Stop with the Twinkies. Talk about Twinkies. Jesus God. Ken Pocket, what did we not talk in 1 minute?
What did we not talk about? Well, you mentioned Twinkies, and we didn't talk about Kate Upton or her
crinkly
her
dick.
Man, her husband, Crinkly Dick. We haven't mentioned him all year.
I know, really. It's been a cold offseason.
I mean, my God, what's wrong with us?
They have. I don't think we're paying attention. We don't give a fuck, frankly.
But, we've got opening day on Thursday, and we're all looking forward to an exciting baseball season, except for the
fact... Not in Detroit.
Except for the fact that there are maybe, like, five or six teams that really have a good shot at being, contending for the title, and everybody else is just kind of going to go through the motions here. Kind of strange, the way Major League Baseball is set up now, where most of the teams are either doing a tank or they're just kind of muddling along. And you got a few super teams like the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Astros that are really going to turn it on. So, I love baseball, but I'm not really looking forward to a lot of great games this year.
Perfectly agree. Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
We talked about a whole lot of stuff today. Let's see.
Are you looking for things?
Yeah, looking
for
stuff.
You've got 45 more seconds to look. Make up something about your kids.
We didn't talk about LeVar Ball, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Talk about your first pick overall for the Tigers.
Tigers? An elephant?
They get overall number one pick.
Yeah. I wonder who they're going to pick. That'll be an interesting subject to talk about because...
Buck Farmer's brother, Fuck Farmer.
Fuck Farmer?
Fuck Farmer, yeah. That's a speech impediment.
Yeah, who knows? They'll probably end up picking another arm again, and hopefully they don't pick somebody that's got a bad arm slot because we'll end up being another Zumaya.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll pick a kid who can do 101 and then blow it out while playing guitar. About playing guitar, we got to get out of here too. So, kiddies, until we see... Oh, yeah, you can come see us at Podcast. So go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com, put in CKIW there in the little breeze, in the search button, and then click on over down to where it says... click here for all shows, and you'll see today's Sports Authority podcast. You can take us with you on the beach, in the car, in your tub.
And it only cost you $5.
$5. Hurry it up, man. You got only 4 minutes, 4 hours. But you must find CK first.
You got to bring it to Studio B. in a chopper.
You have to get past our security and our secretaries that are still on duty right now. They're waiting for your call. You know, so.
Good luck.
Till that time, for Mark Milicek, our sport director, and the Super CPA, Ken Pagg, and John Server, we will see you next week on the Sports Authority.
Bye.